A bill that would allow people to collect rain that falls from their rooftops remains hung up in the Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee after the chair said he wasn't comfortable with the measure. Benta Berkland has more.
The same thing happened last year when the rain barrel bill vote was delayed. And while the bill eventually cleared the Senate Agriculture Committee over the objections of the Republican chair, it failed on the final day of the 2015 legislative session when time ran out.
I didn't plan on today being Groundhog Day.
That's bill sponsor Democratic Senator Michael Merrifield of Colorado Springs.
Citizens of Colorado want to be able to do this. A rain barrel is an efficient way for people to learn about the water policy in Colorado.
But opponents worry the barrels would prevent some water from reaching downstream users. The bill has already passed in the House, where Democrats added changes to bring more Republicans on board. One amendment would give the state water engineer the ability to shut down rain barrels if they're determined to impact downstream users. Another clarifies that having a rain barrel is not a water right.
I indeed had high hopes that those were helpful.
Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling is the chair of the Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. Like a lot of people inside the Capitol, he says he's tired of having the same debate.
I want to be done with this, but right now, I'm not comfortable.
Sonnenberg disputes a study from Colorado State University water experts that found rain barrels would not hurt other water users because that water would otherwise be absorbed in the grass. Sonnenberg posed a hypothetical scenario.
Say, for example, that the town of Greeley looks like they get shorted 40 acre feet. And the 40 acre feet can be attributed to rain barrel usage in the city and county of Denver. How would you then deal with that specific type of instance?
But supporters of the bill say that scenario would never happen. Colorado is currently the only state in the country that doesn't allow rain barrels. Water experts say the measure's time has come, and they want to move beyond this debate and start focusing on substantive policy changes to deal with projected long-term water shortages. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.